Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Before we get started, please rate and review our show. It helps people find us. On this episode of Sports Illustrated Weekly, as a resident of Los Angeles, there's no shortage of sports in the area. Lakers and Clippers, Dodgers and Angels, Rams and Chargers, they're all within driving distance. But I never imagined I'd be able to hop in my car and go see the University of Michigan play, or Wisconsin, or Penn State. But that's what will happen soon enough, thanks to USC and UCLA leaving the Pac-12 for the Big Ten. A seismic shakeup in college sports that has everyone talking. SI senior writer Pat Forty joins me to discuss the shifting landscape, the ripple effects, and whether these kinds of superpower conferences are good for the schools, the athletes, and us, the fans. I'm your host, John Gonzalez. From Sports Illustrated and iHeartRadio, this is Sports Illustrated Weekly. Pat Forty, welcome back to Sports Illustrated Weekly.
Hey, good to be with you, John.
Love when you're on. A lot of questions for you. As you know, I live in Los Angeles, which is in California. I did great in geography at school, but I checked on it. And last I checked before this, most of the Big Ten is very far from California. And yet the Big Ten made big news in announcing that it would add two LA legacy programs in UCLA and USC to the conference.
And we are following major breaking news out of college athletics.
The Big Ten is expanding all the way out west.
The addition of the Trojans and the Bruins make it 16 teams in total.
Pat, I was floored. Let's just start here. What was your reaction to this?
Completely floored. This all broke June 30th, and I was sitting in a ramen restaurant eating with my son, and it was one of those frozen with the chopsticks of noodles in front of my face, like, what? Yeah. I looked at my phone and somebody sent it to me. I was like, there's no way. There is no way that just happened. And, you know, we've kind of been spinning through disbelief to, you know, the whole, all those stages of grief, anger, acceptance, guilt, whatever the case may be. It's been a wild few weeks, really a month, trying to process this whole thing.
So I was floored. You were surprised as well. I guess this is sort of a process question, but it seems like a lot of this was orchestrated in secrecy. There were reports that on June 30th, USC and UCLA submitted formal applications to join the Big Ten. And those applications, Pat, were approved immediately the same day. And then The Athletic reported that only about 10 people at USC, at the entire school, were privy to the discussions before it was announced. So what does it say about this process that all of it was done behind closed doors?
Yeah, I mean, that's the world we live in college athletics. And the question is this really where we want to live? A world of skullduggery, clandestine behavior, you know, admit to nothing, deceive, you know, keep your a lot of important people on your campus in the dark, keep your colleagues at the other schools in your conference in the dark. College sports has long been addicted to, I think, a silly level of secrecy in terms of like coaching searches and stuff like that. But this is taking it to a whole other level because these are $500 million decisions over a course of, you know, 10 years, 20 years, whatever the case may be. These are massive, massive decisions that you would think would need to be run through a lot of channels to go ahead with. But we have reached a point where nobody feels like they need to lay cards on the table and just be honest with their constituency, with their colleagues, with their competitors.
Before we go more into how this unfolded, just from like a pure, I guess we could look at the big sports like football and basketball, but from a collection of talent here, do we like this for the Big Ten?
Well, I guess you look at it two ways. One way, yeah, for the Big Ten, this is their answer and a very strong answer to Texas and Oklahoma going to the SEC. And right. So it is for the reasons that they did this, for revenue and marketability. It's a huge game to get the Los Angeles market to become the first coast-to-coast league, to bring in one of the most storied football programs in history in USC and one of the most storied men's basketball programs in history in UCLA. You know, two programs that are phenomenal in Olympic sports, two schools that are outstanding academically. It checks every box for what you would like in your conference. And it will check a big revenue box with Fox Sports and other TV partners. If you're USC and UCLA, you're looking at this and saying, well, we've made a lot of money. I don't know whether it helps them beyond that. I think it makes it harder for them to compete. I think it creates incredible travel hardships and logistical hardships for their athletes. I think it's a bummer for their fans who, you may like some of the freshness of it, but instead of being able to say, hey, let's go up the coast to the Bay Area to see our team play this weekend, you're like, well, can we afford to fly to State College, Pennsylvania to see our team play this weekend? I mean, you know,
maybe a trip to Nebraska, right? I mean,
yeah, right. And you know, who doesn't want to go to Lincoln in November?
A lot to unpack there. You hit on a lot of really good points. I think the most important one is that it's money, right? It's money for the Big Ten. It's money for USC and UCLA. But you also mentioned, and you wrote about this as well, that this was sort of a response for the Big Ten to what the SEC did in adding Oklahoma and Texas. Basically, this is an arms race, right?
Absolutely. That's exactly what it is. It's a TV arms race and it's a two-conference arms race. It is the two biggest getting bigger, the two strongest getting stronger. It's Fox against ESPN, Fox aligned with the Big Ten, ESPN aligned with the SEC. And everybody else is just being further pushed to the side as these two mega powers accelerate their kind of competition with each other.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to do my name.
That's my game.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
When you talk about everybody else being pushed aside, is this the end for the... Because we talk about the Power 5 conferences, but really it's the Power 2 and everybody else now, right?
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. You know, I mean, that doesn't mean Clemson can't be really good and win national titles.
The Tigers reclaim their crown by crushing Alabama.
Doesn't mean a team from the Big 12, a Baylor or an Oklahoma State, can't be good. It doesn't mean that an Oregon cannot compete for a national title. But it's harder. Now, it is more difficult. You are further behind in revenue. And, you know, what is revenue being used for now? Most everybody's built every facility you could possibly need. So the next thing is name, image, and likeness money. And right, now you've got more of that you can give to players, which I am not opposed to the players getting the money, but this has become purely a transactional situation here. So it's that, it's how big can our staff be? How much can we pay our coaches? And you just try to money whip your competition. And it's just harder and harder for everybody outside the Power Two to compete with those two conferences.
We've had you on this program to talk about NIL before, and that's a really interesting component of it that I hadn't previously considered, because I think like a few years ago, USC and UCLA, the actual quality of their programs had lost a little bit of the luster and diminished a little bit. How does NIL factor in for these two schools? Do you expect them to become dominant forces again because of it, and also because they're joining the Big Ten?
Well, I mean, it gives them kind of a renewed injection, I think, of competitiveness in those areas. Now, USC had kind of already gotten there in the last offseason, right?
USC has found its new football coach. Oklahoma Sooners' Lincoln Riley trades crimson and cream for cardinal and gold.
They hired Lincoln Riley, and it was basically, okay, we're going to go take this home run swing, spend $90 million, hire this coach, but then we're going to have to do everything that he says we need to do to compete, which is going to be major NIL commitments there, you know, and that's, you started seeing them landing big time recruits. And hey, there's a lot to like about USC in Los Angeles, but it wasn't just for the beaches. It's because there's going to have some opportunities to earn a lot of money. And I think being in Los Angeles, having huge alumni bases with a lot of wealthy donors, not sure how many all of them care about football, but enough of them probably do that you can go to them and say, hey, we need $15 million a year, $10 million a year for NIL purposes. Are you in or are you out? And so I think that's kind of the next step. And I think with those Los Angeles-based schools, they'll have a chance to mine that particular area.
All right. So as we mentioned, good for the schools in terms of money, probably good for the student athletes in terms of money. But in order for them to leave, they had to leave something. Where does this leave the Pac-12? And also the Big 12 when we're talking about the SEC defections of Oklahoma and Texas.
Absolutely. Both conferences gutted of their linchpins. You know, that the two most important properties in each conference, both gone. They're both hurting, no doubt about it. And that's why there has been a lot of talk, John, in the last couple of weeks about, could these two conferences, one of, they're so weakened, would one poach the other?
Right.
There's no such thing as working together anymore in college sports. So it's more like, all right, who's turning on whom? I think the Big 12 has made it pretty clear they would take some teams from the Pac-12. The Pac-12 was mad about that. But really, I mean, we're still waiting actually to see if like Oregon and Washington could go to the Big 10. I don't think that's imminent by any stretch, but just the very stability of the Pac-12 and the Big 12 is so frail at this point and so fraught, and they're not in it to help each other. They are in it to compete against each other for, you know, whatever you know, is next in the totem pole after the top two conferences. It's those two and the ACC all just kind of scrapping it out.
Yeah, it's really interesting to see how these dominoes are going to fall and whether or not more teams will get poached. But for there to be teams poached, somebody has to do the poaching. I'm wondering about Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren, where he falls in all of this and how he's being perceived. It's obviously a boon for the conference, but I would imagine other commissioners around the league probably not that happy with him.
Oh, I mean, like George Kliakoff, I am sure, is very bitter towards Kevin Warren. George Kliakoff, the commissioner of the Pac-12 for the last year. And last summer, they had the quote-unquote alliance between the Pac-12, the Big Ten, and the ACC to basically kind of ward off SEC aggression more than anything.
Yeah.
But part of that was, hey, we're in this together. And then, you know, 11 months later, Kevin Warren just shanks George Kliakoff and takes his two best schools. So, yeah, there's some real bitterness there. But Kevin Warren's, boy, what a evolution he's had. In 2020, if you remember, the Big Ten at first wasn't going to play football, and people were vilifying him viciously. I mean, to the point of death threats, and not just a couple, but like hundreds of death threats. People wanted him out as commissioner. People thought he was weak, out of touch, couldn't do it. And then last year, it looks like, okay, they're falling further behind the SEC, which makes the big power move. Well, now he answers with this move, and I think he's got a new lease on life. I saw him at Big Ten Media Days, and he has a swagger and a confidence about him that was non-existent a couple of years ago.
Some really stark winners and losers in all of this. Last one for you, Pat. I want to ask you about us. Take off your journalism hat, just as a consumer of college sports. Are we winners or losers in this? Do we like this just from a consumption standpoint?
I don't think so. I don't like it. You know, to each their own, probably. But my feeling is college football is at its best when it is a national sport with different, unique regional flavors that all kind of stitch together. And the Pac-12, which had been around since the 1920s, schools were most of the schools in the league were in there from that time on for a century. You lose something when there's not a West Coast champion, so to speak, out there. You know, when those schools are being farmed out to go compete with schools they really don't have much in common with, you lose something there. And you lose something when the Southwest no longer is, you know, revolves around Texas and Oklahoma. And it's just like, well, they're just in there with Georgia and Alabama. You know, we've already gone, we've crossed the Rubicon to agree already. We have West Virginia playing in the same conference with Texas Tech. All right. It's already ridiculous. But now, you know, we're not talking about West Virginia. We're talking about USC. We're talking about Texas. And I think you are losing something that's really part of the appeal of college football.
Yeah, I love the West Coast rivalries. I'm less confident that I'm going to get jazzed up for like UCLA, Iowa, but I guess we will find out. Read his stories about college football and the Power Conference realignment on SI.com. He's the best in the biz. We'd make him commissioner over all of it if we could. Pat Forty, thank you for this.
Thank you, John. My pleasure.
Thanks for listening, and a reminder to please rate and review the show. It helps people find us. Sports Illustrated Weekly is a production of Sports Illustrated and iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. And for more of Sports Illustrated's best stories and podcasts, visit SI.com. This episode of Sports Illustrated Weekly was produced by Jordan Rizzieri, Jessica Yarmosky, and Isaac Lee, who is also our sound engineer. Our senior producers are Dan Bloom and Harry Swartout. Our executive producers are Scott Brody and me, John Gonzalez. Our theme song is by Nolan Schneider.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, is finally here.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit.
They're looking to get a guy that they believe can change the game.
With NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Brought to you by Microsoft Surface, powering a better game.